This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Hundreds of people gathered outside Tunisia's parliament building on Monday to pelt their political rivals with stones, bottles, and eggs. Hundreds of police stood there as well, separating the supporters and opponents of Tunisia's president, Kais Saied. Sunday, the president dismissed the prime minister and froze the parliament in a move his foes called a coup. The divisions displayed outside the parliament underscore the high stakes for Tunisia as it navigates the country's biggest political crisis since the 2011 revolution that introduced democracy. Saied's decision to invoke Article 80 of the Tunisian Constitution, freezing the activities of parliament and ousting the prime minister, was rapidly called a coup. The legality of his actions rests on rival interpretations of the article. They were meant to be resolved by a judicial body that authorities have for years failed to set up. Politicians and constitutional lawyers are now wrangling over whether Saied had any authority for his actions. Can U.S. lawmakers agree to an infrastructure deal as soon as Monday? Senators are running into new problems as they race to seal a bipartisan deal. Pressure is mounting Monday on all sides to show progress on President Joe Biden's top priority. One major roadblock is how much money should go for public transit. The United States will keep existing COVID-19 travel restrictions on international travel in place for now because of the Delta variant. That's according to a White House official who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss the yet-to-be-formally-announced decision. President Biden said that his administration was in the process of considering how soon the U.S. could lift the ban on European travel bound for the U.S. earlier this month. This is VOA News.